Comparing the Super Eddington accretion of SMCX3 and RxJO209.67427 with Swift JO243.6 plus 6124, by Jiren Liu et al. We study the giant outbursts of SMCX3 and RxJO209.67427 to compare their Super Eddington accretion regime with that of Swift JO243.6 plus 6124. The high double peak profile of SMCX3 is found to be 0.25 phase offset from that below 2.3 times 10 to the 38 ERG S1, which is similar to Swift JO243, happened around 0.9 times 10 to the 38 ERG S1. The profile of RxJO209 shows a similar 0.25 phase offset between high double peak and low double peak around 1.25 times 10 to the 38 ERG S1. The 0.25 phase offset corresponds to a 90-degree angle change of the emission beam and strongly supports for a transition from a fan beam to a pencil beam. Their critical luminosities imply a surface magnetic field approximately 4 times 10 to the power of 13 G and 2 times 10 to the power of 13 G for SMCX3 and RxJO209, respectively, based on the recently measured cyclotron line of Swift JO243. The spin-up rate and luminosity of SMCX3 follows a relation of L0.94 plus or minus 0.03, while that of RxJO209 follows L1.00 plus or minus 0.03, which are similar to Swift JO243 and consistent with the prediction of a radiation pressure-dominated, RPD, disk. These results indicate that accretion columns are indeed formed above Eddington luminosity, and the population of ULXPs likely corresponds to X-ray pulsars of highest magnetic field. This was comparing the Super Eddington accretion of SMCX3 and RxJO209.67427 with Swift JO243.6 plus 6124, by Jiren Liu et al.